Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Cavs have 2 draft picks in the latter half of tonight's second round of the NBA draft. Chris Fedor had reported they've been looking to move up as far as into the first round last night, but could still be looking to move up in the second round to talk all the good draft things, including not things that didn't happen to Cleveland because he didn't have a pick yesterday. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And welcome on NBA draft analyst for Hoops HQ and NBA TV, Kristen Peek. Kristen, welcome to the team. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm so, like, now I'm invested in this MLB drama. I don't understand it. I've just been plugged into the draft, but I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here. And if you would also like to send out a defamatory tweet about Kyle Manzardo skipping media, we would appreciate it. But I just mentioned there have been some reports out there that the Cavs might try to look to move up from the 49th pick today. If the Cavs were to move up into the first 10 picks, what's the name that might make sense for them?
I think Maxime Raynou is probably going to be the first one off the board. This is a Stanford center who made more three-pointers than any 7-foot-plus in college basketball this year, and he was incredible at the NBA Draft Combine. I also really love Micah Peavy. Micah Peavy, a 5-year senior. He finished his last year at Georgetown and has just been really just patient with his development. And he is an incredible guard, like a combo guard. And so the two of them are, you know, the top two names. And by the way, it is slim pickings in the second round. With NIL and the amount of players that elected to return to basketball, I mean, this second round show that ESPN is going to try to do, I have no idea what is about to go down. They need to make the NBA draft a one-night thing again, because it's just going to get out of control.
Yeah, let me ask you, not necessarily about making it a one-night thing again, although we do both agree, more the idea that with NIL and the influence of all the money that is flowing into college sports, I mean, why would you have any sort of rush to go and be pick number 47?
Absolutely. Like, I had a NBA executive say to me, if you are a projected second-round pick and you are going to get a two-way contract for $500,000, and a chance to, quote-unquote, fight in the G League for a roster spot against grown men, why would you not go back to college and make $3 million playing against players that are your same age, same development, and you had the time and you had the resources and the support to continue to develop? And so I think that's what we're – like, that's the trend that we're on. Enable in terms of like the draft, and the second round has just become like who are we picking? There's going to be a lot of international players, I feel like, that are going to be picked tonight.
Kristen, specific to round one, night one, what was your favorite pick or favorite move?
Oh man. Yan Hansen, who went to Portland in the lottery and who had to come down from the stands. I was at Barclays Center last night, and the cameras had to go in the stands to get him. They're calling him, you know, the Chinese Nikola Jokic. And who's his agent? Rich Paul. So I call this a little bit of Rich Paul magic, being able to get him slotted, you know, at, I think it was 15 or 16 to Portland when he was a projected mid second round pick. And then also Yegor Demin, the 6'9 point guard out of BYU, again, originally from Russia, played at Barcelona, and then elected to come over in BYU. At one point, he was leading the Big 12 in assists. And so you look at this at the positional size at 6'9" and what he can do with the ball in his hands. I think the NBA spacing will help him. But that was a huge pickup and a huge surprise for Brooklyn. to take him at 8. And then Brooklyn becoming the only team in the NBA draft. They had 5 first-round picks, and they drafted 5 players.
I like that you're on site, though, so we can have somebody that can answer our question then. We debated earlier on in the show. Nick thought that Carter Bryant kissed his sisters. I contended that it was a kiss on the cheek. He thought it was on the lips.
Looks on the lips to
me
there,
Did you happen to see it? Did you get a vantage point for us?
I did not, but I know Carter and his family very well, and they're not like that. This isn't like a Southern Utah situation.
It's good to know.
So I almost guarantee that it was a kiss on the cheek.
It's good to know.
Southern Utah taking a stray there.
Well, Ace Bailey, I mean, he's not going to enjoy it. Who will?
So it's interesting. Like, if 5 years from now, is there a significant chance that we look up and the best player in the draft is Ace Bailey and he went 5th overall?
Absolutely. Like, he was the 3rd best prospect in this draft. And the way that his camp and the people around him try to manipulate where he was going to land, many sources told me that he only had 1 secret workout with the Washington Wizards. That was his preferred landing spot. And, you know, you have Danny Ainge and Austin Ainge coming in, and they're like, you know what? No, we're going to take you sight unseen. We've seen enough film. We've done our background. We're going to take you. And when I tell you, I was sitting right behind his family when the cameras came around to his table and he knew he was going to Utah. I mean, it was shock. It wasn't, they weren't necessarily thrilled. It was more just like, okay, what are we going to do with this? Like, how are we going to adjust? So it was a very, very weird night, I guess, for Ace Bailey to realize that he's going to start his NBA career with the Utah Jazz.
With the Pelicans trading up, it's one of the dumber things I've seen in a long time. Like, what is Joe Dumars doing?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't even, like, who did they trade up for? I don't even know. Like, they got Derek Queen?
Yes. Yeah, but it wasn't getting Derek Queen necessarily. It was giving up their unprotected first round pick next year in order to do so.
Oh my God.
Which gives off the idea, Kristen, that he thinks that they're like a good team next year or something.
I don't understand that at all, because as good as this draft class is, the 2025 draft, 2026 is going to be a monster draft. So anybody, any team giving up a pick in 2026, I don't understand that, because you got AJ DeBonta, you got Darren Peterson, Cameron Boozer, Nate Ament, Mykel Brown. I mean, these are all players. You might not know who they are, but they're going to become household names very quickly into the college basketball season.
Kristen Peek, NBA draft analyst for Hoops HQ and NBA TV on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Something we talked about yesterday was just the trend that unless there's a Wemby in the draft, unless there's a LeBron in the draft, right? More often than not, the best player out of the draft ends up not being the number one pick. And I'm just curious, because I felt like I grew up and it was like Shaq, Chris Webber, like every year you could look and go, best player from that draft is the number one pick. Is there an underlying reason for that?
I think that it's just, the game of basketball is getting more positionalist and it's getting better. And when we look at a player like Cooper Flagg, could he be a generational talent? I don't know. Is he going to be a cornerstone player for the Dallas Mavericks? Absolutely. Absolutely. Cooper Flagg is a player that I've seen it from the 15U level when he played for Maine United on the EYBL circuit with him and his brother, his twin brother Ace, who's going to be playing college basketball in Maine. They were on a team with nobodies. And within a year, Cooper carried that team to the EYBL Peach Jam 16U finals. They lost to Cameron Boozer. They lost to the Boozer twins. But the fact that the amount of ground that he covered in a year was incredible. So you look at Cooper, you look at, you know, what he can bring to an NBA team. He's so versatile. I don't know. We won't be talking about him as like the generational talent that we talk about. LeBron and Victor Wembanyama, like those were right in our face, glaring. Like, yes, this is a dude that is going to change the face of the franchise forever. But what Cooper brings to the Dallas Mavericks, a team that already has plenty of pieces, it's just a rich get richer. It's unbelievable. They had a 1.8% chance of landing him, and they did, and he's going to thrive there.
Yeah, it's amazing how some of the number one overall picks, it just takes a little bit of time, and then you're like, oh, maybe that was the right pick. I mean, Ant Edwards looks entirely different after back-to-back Western Conference Finals trips. Kate Cunningham now, after this season, looks differently than he did a couple years ago. And even Paolo, dominating in Orlando. We always knew he was great initially, but like that's his team, and they have a chance to make a deep run in the East now. So like, there's a chance there that maybe we just view Cooper Flagg maybe a little differently after 3 or 4 years. Or do you think he has that instant impact immediately, kind of like Wemby did in San Antonio?
I don't think it'll be instant, you know, because he's not going to be getting the offensive touches that Kyrie, that Anthony Davis, even Derek Lively, you know, and him and Derek Lively have a very, very good connection just being from Duke. Like, Cooper's been in the gym with him, so he's going to have that freedom to kind of develop and learn. But there's nothing, I'll tell you this, there's nothing that NBA franchises, especially players that are projected towards the top of the draft, there's nothing that they value more, and you just named it, than youth, length, and upside. And all three or four players that you just named, Paolo, Anthony Edwards, Cade, yes, it took them a season or two to kind of get the pace, the physicality, the rhythm of the offense under their belt. But make no mistake, like, they are going to make a mark in the NBA.
Real quick, Kristen, who had the steal of the draft last night?
Ooh, that is a good question. Dylan Harper at 2? Like, how does San Antonio just fall? And, you know, they've got so much talent in the backcourt. And Brian Wright came out and said, he's like, look, we understand that the game is becoming more positionalist. We're happy to add Dylan Harper in the backcourt. You're now looking at San Antonio. They got Victor Wembanyama, who generational talent, rookie of the year. And then they got Steph Castle, you know, with the 4th pick. He was rookie of the year. And now they're looking at Dylan Harper, who has been comped to a combination upside of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Cade Cunningham. That big guard mentality. So that's very impressive. But if you want to look farther down the draft, Kasperis Jakachonis falling just freely to Miami at 20 is ridiculous. A 6'8 point guard with a great feel and read for the game. People, I think, you know, kind of when they went back and they looked at his film, they were a little worried about his turnover ratio. But what Kasperis offers is at the pro level is unbelievable, and he just fell to 20 to an already very, very deep Miami Heat.
They always let him fall to the Heat every single darn year.
I know. Everybody's so mad. Yes.
Kristen, great stuff. We appreciate you. Enjoy night 2 of the NBA draft.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you so much. Kristen Peek there, NBA draft analyst for Hoops HQ and NBA TV. We'll react to what she had to say. We also have to get about... And we really just have to get to the point of it's all about Evan Mobley, as it should be, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.